On today's program, what to look forward to in this year's Independence Festival Village, and later a selection from our poetry books. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page. Jamaica's culture will again be on show this year at the Independence Festival Village, being housed at the National Arena in Kingston from August 1 to 5, then at the National Stadium on August 6. Director of Events Management and Production at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Gregory Sims, stopped by the JIS recently to give us a rundown of what patrons can expect this year.
First, we open the village with what we call in the August morning market. Come in and buy your produce and your yam and your dashina and your banana and dance dinky mini while you're doing all of that. And crown our new festival queen that evening. That show is at 8 p.m. August 2, we have in the village something we call in Mentor in the Village, which is open to the public. Come on and experience the various traditional folk farm dance. Who want to learn how to do dinky mini? This is the night you come on down and just really enjoy a festive wrapper. On August 3, the World Reggae Dance Championships. And it promises to be the usual exciting event that it is. August 4 is the ever famous Mellow Go Round, where we bring in all our top gold medalists in the performing arts and showcase you the best of the best in music, dance, speech, traditional folk forms. And on Sunday, August 5 would be the Jamaica Gospel Finals. These are the signature events at the Independence Village. Of course, the village is open daily, with many attractions and shopping available to you all the way up until August 6, which would also feature the Independence Grand Gala. And this year promises to be no different of a spectacle as we present to you the very best in Jamaican arts and culture. The Independence Grand Gala this year has as its central motif the idea of freedom. It tells a remarkable story of how we moved through the ages and enjoy what we call now freedom of self, freedom of that fire that gives us unique identity and spunk wherever we go in this world. We're very pleased to announce also that all our signature events will be streamed on the JCDC platform. So check it out, especially our friends and Jamaicans living in the diaspora. Hashtag Jamaica56, hashtag One Love, One Family. That's what we'll be using and encouraging everybody to join in on the celebrations.
Visit the JCDC's website at jcdc.gov.jm or like their social media pages for more details on upcoming events. From our poetry books this month, we dig into our archives to bring you an excerpt from Soweto by Kamal Brathwaite, aired during JIS's grassroots program on Emancipation Day in 1978.
But the barracks, the dark, dark barks of the shark boys, the cool juice of Soweto, out of this dust they are coming. Our eyes listen out of rhinoceros thunder, darkness of lion, the whale roar stomping in heaven, that black-bellied night of hell and hallelujah, when all the lights of anger flicker, 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 flicker. And we know somewhere there is real fire. Basuto, Mokthetti, Namibia, Azeni, Shaka the Zulu, Kenyatta the Shatterer, the Maasai wandering into the everlasting shadow of Jah.
Before we go, Emancifest in Sligoville starts from July 31 and goes right into August morning at the Sligoville Multipurpose Stadium in Jamaica's first free village. The event is free and open to the public. Be sure to check out as many of the festival events this year at the Independence Village or in your community or town square. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.